Hi, this is Bishop E. James Logan, Senior Pastor of Christian Faith Fellowship Church in Zion, Illinois. Welcome to our podcast. I pray you'll be blessed by a fresh word from God every time you tune in. Saints and friends, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we, as always, will rejoice and be glad in it. All right, it's time for the Word of God. Text someone, call someone. Let them know it's time to hear Bishop Logan and what God is saying through our pastor. All right, turn in your Bible or your electronic device to Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Now, while you're turning there, let's say I got two very important messages that will help you move forward as things seem to be tightening up. Concerning worship, it's really going to set you free, give you information, give you peace, more peace, and really set you in the right frame of mind as we move forward as believers during this time of a pandemic. All right, Psalm 63, King James Version, verses 1 through 4. As our custom is, I'm going to read this scripture. Read it with me, please, and then I'm going to pray. And you certainly can pray with me and for all of us that hear this word. Psalm 63, verse 1, and it so reads, a song of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Verse 3. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Verse 4. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Father, help us in this hour, in this day, at this moment, understand truth, kingdom truth, spiritual truth. Help us embrace the truth of what it really means to worship you so we can please you with our lives. Bless the man of God. Help him explain the word of God. Help me teach, preach, prophesy, and do whatever's necessary to communicate your will to your people. Bless their ears that they may hear, their minds to understand, and their hearts so they can bear fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. All right, then we're going to begin a couple messages, I believe, maybe more, but at least a couple messages entitled Worshiping God in a Strange Place. Worshiping God in a strange place. This is the first of one or two, had to be more than one, first of two or three or maybe more messages about worship. Very, very important. This one is entitled Worshiping God in a Strange Place. Now, first of all, we all know, those of us that love God, those of us that miss corporate worship, this is strange to us. This is a strange place that we're in as believers, and we're living in strange times. And so some of us feel strange, and it's normal. You can't help but feel strange because things are not normal. And typically on Sunday morning when we all should be gathered together, we have been feeling a little strange. It's strange teaching and preaching to a couple cameras, two or three cameras, and not have this place with people filled in it and worshiping and thanking God and saying amen and choir singing and all that goes on with corporate worship. This is very strange to most pastors to get up every Sunday and maybe midweek and teach and preach to a building that's pretty much empty. That's not normal. That's strange. But my brothers and sisters, this is not new. This is not anything that's new to believers since God has been worshiped. And so let me help you try to understand that being in this strange place, you're not the only ones that have felt this. We're not the only ones that have gone through this. So let's see what the Bible has to say so we can align ourselves with the rest of our brothers and sisters in history. So this is a song of David. This is a song of David. And the Bible says when he was in the wilderness of Judea. Now, this is not the first time that David has to flee and run into the wilderness. This is not the first time that David can't worship in Jerusalem. This is not the first time David can't go into the sanctuary or the temple and worship God. At this particular point when he writes Psalm 63, David is running from his son Absalom. Absalom has taken over the kingdom. There's a chain of events that have happened in David's kingdom where Absalom felt that David wasn't responding properly to various things that happened in his family. And so through a series of tactical, strategic, cunning things, Absalom has taken control of the kingdom and David is forced out. And so David finds himself running from his own son in the wilderness, not in a familiar place. David is a worshiper. David has always been a worshiper. David was a worshiper when he was a teenager. He worshiped God in the wilderness while he watched over his father's sheep. So David is not unfamiliar with worshiping God in a strange place, because the wilderness wasn't a strange place to him from the beginning. But some of us feel like we're in the wilderness, and indeed we are in a type of spiritual wilderness as the body of Christ in America and certainly most places in the world. Now let me say this right from the beginning. I believe in corporate worship. The Bible speaks about us coming together and gathering together in the name. I believe in that. I believe we should be doing that. I'm not in any way suggesting that we need to get used to this, because it's always going to be this way. But I want to bring you to a place of understanding so that we know how to worship now until we can gather back together. We still need to gather. We need to pray and fast and do the things we need to do so we can come back together. But until we can come back together doesn't mean we can't worship our God in a way that blesses him and blesses our lives as well. So here again in Psalm 63, David is running. He's run from Jerusalem. He's run from the sanctuary, and he's running from his son. David is now in his 60s. When he ran from Saul, he was in his 20s. So about a generation has passed. A generation has passed, and David now was an older man running from his son, running from someone that wants to harm him, and he cannot worship like he had grown now accustomed to worshiping as king of Israel. Isn't that something? This man was the king of Israel. He had brought the Ark of the Covenant back, which symbolizes the presence of God. He had brought the, first of all, he conquered Jerusalem and made it the city of the king, or the capital of Jerusalem. David did these things. He brought the ark back after doing these things, and now he can't even worship. He had set up worship that was different with the priests and the Levites. He had established worship in the sanctuary, and now David himself can't even worship in the city that he founded or conquered. He can't worship in the temples that he built. He can't worship in the style that he established. He's now in the wilderness. Can you imagine how that must feel, being an older man, not to mention the fact that your son has got you running away from the city and the worship you've grown accustomed to. David must have been devastated. I believe there's some saints that are feeling almost like David. You've been devastated that you can't come to church. Church is all you've known most of your life. You grew up in church. As they say, some of you may even been born in a pew in the back of the church. All you know is coming to church, doing church, serving in church. And there is a level of devastation that you are feeling because you can't even come to church. You don't even know what to do with yourself because all you know is going to church and serving God in church. And like David now, you are in a strange place. You are in a devastated place and you don't know what to do with yourself. David is not around anybody that he's used to worshiping with. He's not around the prophets, Samuel, Nathan. He's not around the priests and the Levites. He's not around anyone that he's used to worshiping with. He now is on his own with a few people with him in the wilderness. David has to leave behind everything that's holy and sacred in his life. Think about that. David has to leave and has left everything that's sacred, everything that's holy in his life, and he's in the wilderness in a strange place. You know, the wilderness, in case you've never been there, whether spiritually or naturally, is a wild place. It's a wild place. It can be, depending on what geographical location you're in, it can be very, very hot during the day and very cold at night. You can begin to hear animals and creatures at night that you've never heard before. It sounds that are strange to you. It can make you feel very strange while you're in the wilderness. Some of us feel like that because you can't come to church. So you're in a strange place. You're hearing strange noises and strange sounds. Again, the wilderness can be a dry place. Sometimes you may feel you're in a dry place because you haven't been to church. You haven't hugged a brother or a sister or family. So you're in a dry place. You don't feel the love. You don't feel concern from brother to brother or sister to sister. You're in a dry place. Maybe there's some songs that you want to sing that you haven't sung since you've been to church, and you feel like you're in a dry place. Again, because the wilderness is a place full of strange and unfamiliar sounds. Another thing about the wilderness is, and really this can be any place, when you walk around in the wilderness, some places look like other places. Sometimes you may think you're walking around in a circle. You can become disoriented in the wilderness. What, didn't I just come through here not too long ago? Some of you feel like you're going around and around in a circle. Some of you feel like every day is Groundhog Day. Every day starts to look like the last day. And the enemy wants to make you feel like you're making no progress. But I want you to know you have to stand your ground, my brother. You have to stand your ground, my sister, and not lose your place while you're in this strange place, because God still has you in the palm of his hand. I want you to know God has not abandoned you. You're not all alone. You're not by yourself. You just are in the wilderness. You're just in a strange place. But David had been there before. And let me help some younger saints, some college students that are things are a little different for you too, and high school still, and all the way down. This is when you need to start listening and leaning a little bit more on some older folk that's been through the wilderness. Oh, we've never been through a pandemic, but we've been through the wilderness. We've been through some trying times. We've been through some challenging times. And this is when you need to incline your ear that not only to God, but to folk that's been through some stuff before, so you don't lose your ground. Stand your ground and stay focused on God and worship Him. Look at what he says. Psalm 63, a song of David. David wrote this when he was in the wilderness. He had been there before. And notice what David writes in this song. This is something he sung, and probably those in his inner circle that were with him sang along with him. He says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. It doesn't matter that I'm not in the temple. I'm still going to get up early, just like I always have, and I'm going to seek your face. I'm still going to get up early. He goes on to say, my soul thirsts for thee. I've not gotten laps. I still need you. I still want you, just like I wanted you when I was in the palace. I want you while I'm out here in the wilderness. Just like I wanted you when I was able to come to the sanctuary, I want you the same. Even though I'm in a strange place, I still want you, God. I still need your presence, God. He says, my soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longs for thee. My flesh needs you. My flesh needs you. I don't want my flesh to get out of control. I think I might fast a day or two or three because my flesh still needs you. I still need a touch from you, even though I'm not in church with the choir and the band and the dancers and everyone else. My flesh still needs you, like I'm in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. He says, to see thy power. He says, I want to see your power and your glory, just like I saw it in the sanctuary. God, do the same thing in the wilderness that I saw you do when I came to church, because you're still God. I'm not going to limit you and your move and your power just to the sanctuary. That's what David says. I want to see your power. I want to see you manifest in my life in this strange place, because God, there is no place that I go you will not be, because you promised that you would never leave me, that you would never forsake me. So even in this strange place, I can still experience your power. I can still see your glory. That's how you and I need to think while we're in this strange place. You and I still need to worship God, even though we can't come together yet corporately. Worship Him right where you are. As a matter of fact, I just see many of you with your hands up right now in front of the screen saying, God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I still worship you. You're still my God, even right now in this strange place. This is what David says. And then he goes on to say in verse 3, because your loving kindness is better than life. David's like, wait a minute. I'm not in the palace. I don't have all the accoutrement and all the creature comforts that I used to have. I'm not in the sanctuary. I don't hear the harps. I don't hear the timbrels. I don't hear all the things and the trumpets that I'm used to hearing coming to church. I don't hear my favorite song. I don't hear my favorite singer sing my favorite song. I don't see Jennifer kicking. I don't see Keelan thumping. But I tell you what, God, your loving kindness is still better than life. And even if I'm in the wilderness, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will praise you because your loving kindness is with me in the wilderness. In this strange place, you love me. Your love is here. Your love is present in the wilderness, in this strange place, in this unusual place, in this place that I'm at that I'm unfamiliar with. Your love is still here, and your love for me is better than life. Then David says, that's why my lips will praise you. You gotta praise him anyway, even if you're in a strange place, because God ain't strange. God is not strange. The place you're at The place you're in is strange. So David said, because I know you love me. I know you love me. The place I'm at doesn't hinder your love. Your love is what? Endless. There's an endless supply of your love. So even in this strange place, I'm going to worship you. I'm not going to wait till I get to church. Because your love never failed. It never gave up on me. I'm not going to give up on you. Oh, somebody, lift your hands right there and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to worship him. Begin to honor him. Begin to give him the worthy praise that he is worthy of. Begin to honor him with the fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. Why? Because God is right there in the wilderness, in this strange place with all of us. David, like you and I, was thirsty for worship. He was thirsty for worship. His flesh longed to be in the church, in the sanctuary. Loved to hug folk, hug the kids, the babies, kiss the baby. We all miss that, but I want you to know God shouldn't miss our worship. God shouldn't miss our worship because you miss coming to church. He's too worthy. That's what worship means. He's worth it. David said, because God's unending supply of love always reached him. Do you know God's love is right there where you are? You can be healed. You don't need me to lay hands on you. You can be healed right now. As a matter of fact, I speak healing right now over your life. I come against headaches. I come against sleeplessness. I come against stiffness in the joints in the name of Jesus. I come against hypertension, high blood pressure. Be calm. Let your blood return to normal in the name of Jesus. I come against what has been commonly referred to as underlying conditions. I, in the name of Jesus, let your worship invoke the presence of God upon you, and let a fresh anointing come upon you and a fresh understanding as you read the scripture. I speak healing over you mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as financially. I speak healing in your marriage in the name of Jesus. I speak peace into your home right now as you worship God and evoke and invite his presence. You see, you got to know and remember that God's love for you and I is just as powerful in the wilderness as it is in the sanctuary. Why am I saying these things to you? Because God is trying to make sure we don't love having church more than we love him. When was the last time you had a private moment of worship? When was the last time you just sang unto the Lord, lifted your hands? When was the last time you just ministered to him all by yourself, or maybe with your child or your three young children or the whole family? We got to worship God in this strange place. Don't wait till we can come back to church, because then that suggests your worship is limited to a building and to a place. And God's love for you is not limited to a building or a place. His presence is always there. Hear me as I get ready to close. Now, Wednesday, we're going to go really deep into this in terms of worship. God's presence doesn't depend on a physical building. I know we have sacred places and sacred spaces. We have them in our home, places where we worship, study, pray. But you need to understand God is not limited by our concepts, our constructs, and the things that we have adopted as cultural references to him. And if there's anything that we should learn from this season in this strange place, is that God still deserves everything He's always deserved. He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. He deserves our sacrifice. He deserves everything He's always deserved. So what we need to understand is how to continually render unto God what He's worthy of, even if we can't for a season come to church. David said while he was in the wilderness, I will bless thee. I'm going to bless God. Yes, I'm going to bless Him. I'm going to lift my hands in His name, no matter where I am, in the wilderness, in the palace, or in the sanctuary. Why don't you begin to practice that on a daily basis? We love You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Your name is still holy. Your name is still above every name. You save me and wash me in Your own blood, Jesus. You're worthy of my praise. You're worthy that I should speak of You. You are worthy that I should speak well of You. You've always answered my prayers. You've always touched my body. You've healed me every single time. You've always been there. I will bless You. I will speak well of You in my home, in my car, wherever I am and find myself, in the limited mobility that I have, in the strange place that I may be. You are yet still my God. You're altogether lovely. You're wonderful to me. You're wonderful Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father. You're still the Prince of Peace. You're still the I am that I am. There is nothing too hard for You. I will yet praise You while I have a chance. Even in this strange place, You're a familiar God. Even in this wilderness, You're still my God. And I will render unto You all that You're worthy of. Whenever I think of You, I will bless Your name. I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall forever continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Together means at the same time. I wish we all could be together in a building, but we right now together can lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting. Together right now, we can say yes to God. Together right now, we can say, God, we love You. God, we praise You. Together right now, hundreds of us can bless Him together. We may not be in the same physical space together, but spiritually, we can bless Him together. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. My soul does boast in the Lord. I'm happy today. Not because of the place I'm at, but because of the person I know, the person of Jesus Christ. He's always been there, and He's here right now. If you're not saved, I want you to know that God is right there where you are. And yes, I wish you could come to a church and kneel and repent, and that's wonderful, and maybe you'll get a chance to do that very soon. But right now, you can kneel. You're in His presence. Right now, you can humble your heart. You're in His presence. Right now, you can say, Lord Jesus, I know You're the Savior of the world. I know You died for the sins of the world, and You died for my sins too. I need You to be, I want You to be my Lord and my Savior. I worship You right now. I renounce Satan, the devil, and all wickedness and evil. Deliver me from it, oh holy God, and I give You my heart, give You my life. Save me, wash me, cleanse me. Fill me with Your Spirit, and I'll live for You and worship You for time and eternity, because You're my God and I worship You even right now in this strange place that now You've moved me from into the kingdom of God. Thank You for making me a kingdom citizen. I'm born again. I'm saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Listen, If you prayed that prayer, email us, text us, call us. I need to know. I want to know. It's important for me to know that God is moving in your life. That's why we do these broadcasts, is to touch your life. Well, bless your heart. I can't wait for next Wednesday or this coming Wednesday. We're going to go deeper into worship. We're going to talk about the subject of worship, how we are to worship, where we are to worship. What does the Bible say? As the world changes, does our worship change? You're going to want to hear this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. Well, God bless you again. Please, if this broadcast has blessed you in any way, please text your support at the number at the bottom of the screen. We want to continue to spread the word, and your assistance and support helps us do that. Thank you so very, very much. Love you, Bishop E. James, Pastor Deborah Logan, and all the Christian Faith Fellowship Church says, worship the Lord. He is still right there where you are. Amen. Bless you. Well, thank you for joining us. I also want to thank you in advance for clicking on the link to support our ministry. Your giving is what moves ministry forward, and ministry must move forward. You can also visit us online at cffczion.org for more information. If you were blessed by this word, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless you.